everyone, and welcome back to A Pinch of Pixie Dust, the podcast. I'm your host, Mandy.
And I'm your other host, Alyssa.
And we are here to talk all things Disney.
As always.
Yes, so today's episode, it kind of brings us back to the roots of, like, what our initial thoughts that this podcast was going to be. Because when we started it, Disney Plus was coming out. And yes. We were like, what if we did a podcast about Disney Plus shows? Because it's brand new and there's not going to be a ton of podcasts out there. So that was our initial thought. But then we were like, we know lots about Disney. Let's just make it about everything and we can include Disney Plus.
Exactly.
But we are doing a Disney Plus specific episode this week. And it is all about
Monsters at Work.
Yes. It was such a cute little show.
Yeah, it really is. So, do we want to start with our general thoughts? Or do we want to start with characters? Or what do you think?
So, just general thoughts I have with it. It was really nice to revisit some characters. Like, Mike and Sully are in it.
Yes.
So is Celia. Roz from the main one.
It's Rose now.
It is Rose. Do you think, okay, so they're listed as separate people and twin sisters.
Yes.
But in one episode, they talk about how they think it's Roz, just in disguise. Do you think it's really Roz?
Yes.
Or do you think they're twin sisters?
No, I think it's Roz. I think she's trying to keep a close eye on Wazowski, and she's like, well, he's going to know it's me. So
I love
let me change my lip color.
Right, and my hair color.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they talk exactly the same, like, their attitude's exactly the same.
I mean, and I get they're twins, but, like, they look identical.
They do.
Like, at least with twins, there's always something
right.
That's, like, a little bit different, whether it's, like, a birthmark or a height or something. They're the same person.
Yeah, I kind of, like, was leaning towards that, but then when I was, like, looking at the cast and, like, who voiced stuff, it does say on the list Roz and her twin sister, Rose. So I was like, are they just throwing us off?
I don't know. Maybe one day Disney will, like, confirm or deny.
Right.
Like, if they are two separate people or if they're the same
person. Because even Mike Wazowski in the one episode is like, you're the same person.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Maybe I missed it and, like, they did officially confirm either way, but I didn't think that they did.
I don't think that they did either.
But, yeah, so it was really nice revisiting some of the characters. All of the original voice actors reprised their roles, so that was really nice. Because I know sometimes when they do series after a movie is big, they'll recast because they don't want to pay the big actors the money.
Right.
But most people did come back to reprise their role, which was nice.
It is, and, you know, I feel like, at least for Mike and Sully, their voices are so
kind of iconic in a way.
Yeah, and, like, I feel like you would be able to distinguish if it wasn't them.
Yeah.
So it's nice to know that it was.
Exactly.
Them. Yeah.
And I know, like, I'm horrible at, like, recognizing people's voices.
I'm horrible at actors in general.
Yeah, so, like, when I was looking at the cast list and who voiced who, like, as soon as I heard the name, I was like, oh, yeah, that's totally that person. Mm-hmm. But, like, it didn't hit me until, like, I actually read it that, like, oh, that's Mindy Kaling. Like, duh.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah. So there was that. I really thought it was very cute. Entertaining for adults as well as children. It could be a little bit slow in places, I thought.
Yeah, here and there. It had its moments.
And I hate to say this because I love Mike Wazowski so very much.
Mm-hmm.
But his little, like, joke class or laugh class or whatever he did after, like, every episode, I thought they were so ridiculously, I don't want to say stupid, but they were stupid.
I mean, they were cute because, like, you gotta think, right? Like, they're scarers. That's their main job.
Mm-hmm.
And in the show, it just kind of changed into they're now
jokesters.
Right. So it's kind of funny to watch Mike not be good at joking.
Right.
At his comedy routine. But he was always kind of the funnier one out of him and Sully.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. But I think it's cute that he tries so hard to teach all of the other now jokesters
One thing that I did find very funny, I can't remember, I'm blanking on the character's name right now, but he was like Mike Wazowski's twin without being his twin. He was like Mike Wazowski's rival at the company, and Rose just loved him. And it was so funny because they were like the exact same character, but Rose, like, I don't want to say she hated Mike Wazowski, but like, she always gave him a hard time.
Yeah.
And like, this guy who is just like Mike Wazowski, it's like her favorite employee.
Which is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. It, that part made me laugh a lot.
Yeah. I also really enjoy seeing the two like little janitor guys again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember what their names are, but they're
so... Needleman and Smitty.
Yes. They're a mess.
Yes.
And I'm here for the mess that they are because they crack me up.
Yes. One other person who did make a return was Miss Flint, which I'm sure we'll get to in the characters. She is the one who does the simulations to see if, like, initially if people are scary, and now if people are funny.
Yes.
So she was another, you know, you wouldn't think she's an important character, but in a way she is, and so is her daughter, which we'll get into.
Yes.
So, speaking of little monsters, something really funny just happened. We had to stop recording because my cat Dusty decided to walk across the keyboard, knock over our microphone, like everything went flying. So, we're back now.
There was a big boom, a big crash.
Yep, we're good though.
It scared the heck out of Dusty too. He jumped like 4 feet in the air, yeah, like, oh no.
It was so funny.
It was very funny. But back to monsters at work. I think it's a really cute show overall. I mean, I think it's worth a watch.
I agree.
I really liked it. I do agree that, like, parts were a little bit slower, but I just think it's cute. Okay, so do we want to move into all of the new characters?
Yeah, let's do that. So our main character is Tyler Tuskman, and he is voiced by Ben Feldman. Basically, in the series, he went to school, to Monsters University, to become a scarer. And he graduates right when everything changes over to laughter, over fear and screams. So all he knows is how to be a scarer. And he has this job now at Monsters, Inc., but he can't be a scarer. And he's not really funny yet, so...
No, he becomes part of their MIF team.
The MIF team, guys.
Which, love that is the funniest them. Name on the planet, MIF.
It is.
Amazing. Great work. But, I really enjoyed seeing the MIF team, because it really reminded me of The Office.
Yes!
It was basically an Office parody, without being The Office, but with monsters, and it made my... life.
That's so funny that you say that, because next to Duncan, which we'll get to, I put Dwight.
100%.
Yes.
And you know that Fritz is Michael Scott.
Yes.
Like, there's no other comparison.
Well, he's a little bit tamer of a Michael Scott, okay, but yes.
Like, yeah, they were going down the path of Michael Scott. And I feel like Val, Mindy Kaling's character, is basically... Mindy Kaling.
Yes.
Like, Mindy Kaling, I love her, plays the exact same character in every flipping show she's in.
Yeah.
She's just her.
She's very, like, very clingy, very, like, enthusiastic.
Very, like, pop culture, very, like, I don't know. She is just her in everything, and it cracks me up.
Yep.
Because she's such a good actress, but she just is herself.
Yep.
It's crazy. I don't know who Tyler would have been. I guess Jim, technically.
Yeah, he would probably be Jim. I did have a little bit of a problem with Tyler, though.
Oh!
Yeah, so I have this written down. And my problem with Tyler is that he had character development in every episode, but then it was like the character development never happened. In the very next episode, he's doing the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, he had a goal, and I understand having a goal and having a dream. He wanted to become a jokester.
Right.
So, that's his dream. I get it. But he did some pretty underhanded things
to get ahead
that were very selfish. And by the end of the episode, he would realize this is not the way to go about things.
Yeah, like, let me fix the problem. But he would always fix it.
He would, but then the very next episode, he did the exact same thing. thing. So I get that, like, he had this goal and a dream, and that's great. You want to strive to, like, fulfill your goals and dreams, but don't do it in an underhanded way that hurts other people. Mm-hmm. And then you learn from that, and then the very next episode, you're like, oh, forget that. I'm going to do it again.
Yeah.
So, for example, like, the biggest example of this I have, I guess, would be in the bowling episode.
Yes.
So basically, he uses the MIF team to enter this bowling competition, and it's to impress Mike Wazowski, because Mike Wazowski has a bet with his arch nemesis.
Yes.
So he puts together this bowling team because Fritz says that the MIFs are really good bowlers.
They're not.
They are not.
They're
at
all. They're very bad.
They're very, very bad. But, you know, Tyler puts this team together, and then all of a sudden, when he realizes they're not as good as he thought.
Yeah, instead of just supporting his friends. Because yeah. They grow to be his friends eventually.
They do, they do. He basically tells them that the competition is canceled, don't show up, and puts together another team, a different team, to try to win to impress Mike Wazowski.
And spoiler warning, they show up at the competition and see that Tyler put together a new team.
And of course, they're absolutely crushed because, you know, they think he's their friend and yeah. That he's part of their team. And again, that's like the most selfish thing I think he probably does in the series. It is for little kids, so it's not anything like super serious.
Yeah, and I think it's because, like, they're trying to teach kids that lesson.
Right.
Of, like, if you mess up, you fix it. If you mess up again, you fix it. Like, and I get it. But
you,
for all of us adults watching.
And I feel like it teaches kids a bad message in a way, though, because it's like, well, if you mess up, you can fix it and everyone will just keep forgiving you and it's
right.
Fine. And that's not really how life works. Are you going to make mistakes?
Yeah.
Absolutely. But you got to learn from them. And I feel like he didn't really learn from them till the very end of the series.
I was going to say, he does eventually get there. It just takes a while.
It does.
But he does get there eventually. But he gets there when he gets his way, too.
Exactly.
If you think about it.
That is very true.
Because, okay, again, spoiler, he does end up becoming a jokester slash scarer slash whatever they're technically called.
Yeah.
Like, their actual official, like...
He's on the laugh floor now.
Right. And, like, that's great. He brings Val as his, like...
assistant.
Yeah, basically. And that's lovely. And, you know, he's like, oh, my friends, and they're all supportive of him. But he realizes they're his friends once he gets his way.
Right.
And he becomes the...
the thing he was after.
Right. So, like, listen, Tusklin. We got some words for you.
So, I would say our second biggest character would be Val Little, who was played by Mindy Kaling that we already talked about.
You go, girl.
She was very bubbly, very happy.
Very Mindy Kaling.
Very Mindy Kaling. The thing I would say about her is... she, and I felt kind of bad for her in a way.
She's very naive.
She is very naive. Like, she always thought people were her friends.
They were not.
When in reality, like, she really didn't have much of an, like, for example, her and Tyler took a class together.
Yes.
At Monsters University. So she, like, envisioned them at that point being, like, best friends. Which wasn't really true. Like, they barely even talked. I think maybe they talked once.
Yeah, they probably, like, exchanged a pencil or something, you know. Something real simple.
Yeah, exactly. So, she was very naive, but very sweet. I really did like her character.
Yeah, I mean, and she was so supportive of everybody.
Yeah.
Like, of everybody. She was so excited to go to work every day and see her MIFT family. It was very cute.
It was very
cute. I like her a lot. She's probably one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Of the MIF team. I mean, my absolute favorite is Banana Bread. Which, like, we don't learn a lot about Banana Bread. I'm pretty sure his real name's, like, Winston.
Yeah.
Or something.
Banana Bread doesn't really talk.
No, he kind of, like...
he just kind of sits there.
And every once in a while makes, like, a noise or two.
Yeah.
But he makes the team Banana Bread. And that's why they call him
Banana Bread.
But he looks like a little pea. Like, it looks like he has, like, three peas in a pod type of deal.
Mm-hmm.
He's so cute. I just want to, like, take him home. He's my favorite of the group, but he He doesn't count.
He doesn't count.
He doesn't really have much character.
I like, and again, this is not a big character at all, and I can't think of his name right now. I'm, like, blanking on names tonight. But Duncan's little pet.
Oh, I like him, too.
He's, like, a little ball of fur, and he's so cute.
And he's
like,
vicious.
He's super vicious, but he's, like, super cute at the same time. So, like, I excuse it. It's fine.
Yeah, it's all right. It's okay.
Okay, so moving on to the boss of the MIF team.
Michael Scott!
Yes. His name is Fritz. He is voiced by Henry Winkler, which, again, that was one of those things, like, as soon as I heard the name, I was like, oh my gosh, that is him.
Yeah.
Like, as soon, it made sense. It totally did.
They should have casted Steve Carell.
But he is very kind. He always, like, promotes, like, being a team and working together. He is a little bit scatterbrained, I would say.
Yeah.
But he has everyone's best interest in mind.
He is a very tame Michael Scott. I know we've said that, like, 42, but that is the best comparison you could make.
Yeah.
But he's not, like, the inappropriate side of Michael Scott. He's just, like, the weird, goofy, like...
Anyone who's listening who hasn't seen The Office...
Go watch it.
They're gonna be... It's an amazing show. Like, go watch it.
It is my favorite show.
But they're gonna have no idea what we're talking about.
But, like, it's very that. He is very tame Michael.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
But, yeah, go watch The Office if you haven't seen it. And if you have, you know exactly what we're talking about because it's amazing.
But Fritz is very lovable.
He is. I really like Fritz.
I do, too. He's really great.
He's very selfless, too. I see Tyler is very selfish. He is selfless.
Yeah.
Like, he was willing to give up his position to protect the team at one point.
I think the only time he was a little selfish was when the vending machine went kaput.
Yeah.
And he was like, no! That is my favorite episode of all
time. That was a good episode.
Do you have a favorite or no?
I don't know why, but the bowling one sticks out to me.
The bowling one was good.
Yeah. I don't know what it is about it, but I just really enjoyed the bowling episode.
And I mean, and obviously, like, the finale is great, because, like, Tyler gets his way, you see, like, him laughing and joking, and, like, it's cute, because the team comes together, and, you know, happy ending for us all.
I agree.
Yeah.
You know what? I also did, like, the Bring Your Monster to Work Day.
Oh, that's cute.
That was a very cute episode and very important to the overall story.
Yes, and we'll get to that.
Yeah.
I know we keep saying that, but we will.
We will. Okay, so then we have Duncan, who is voiced by Lucas Neff. I think Duncan might have been one of my favorite characters.
He's great. I mean, again, he's Dwight.
He's Dwight Schrute.
If you like Dwight Schrute, you will love Duncan.
He didn't own a beet farm, though. He should have, though.
Honestly, he should have.
He should have.
And I'm kind of mad he didn't.
Same.
They should have given him, like, I don't know, like a cranberry farm.
Something.
Like, something stupid, you know?
But he is another selfish character, but, like, he's super upfront about it.
Oh, yeah. He's a complete jerk.
Yeah.
Like, Duncan is a jerk.
Yeah.
He's that person in The Office you all hate.
Yeah.
But he's,
like,
amazing.
He wants Fritz's job.
Yes.
So he's always trying to, like, be in charge of stuff. And...
Well, and isn't that the whole reason he doesn't like Tyler?
Yeah,
because he thinks Tyler's coming in to take Fritz's job.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's hilarious. I love it.
And then to round out the MIF team, we have Catherine Cutter Stearns, who was voiced by Alana... I'm not really sure how to say this last name. It's Ubech, maybe?
Okay. She's like the crab spider lady, right?
Yes.
I like her a lot, too.
I did, too. She's very, like, tells you how it is. Like, very upfront, doesn't mince words.
Is she the Stanley of the group? Like, Stanley Hudson? How would we compare her?
I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah. Stanley was very upfront.
Yeah, I think so.
And blunt.
Yeah.
But I feel like she's the one we know the least about.
She was. She had a very small part.
But she was great.
She was.
I mean, the whole team is funny. It's Monsters, Inc.
Exactly.
So, like, of course it's going to be good. But, yeah, there's not a ton to say about her. She carries around coffee and wears a hard hat. She's cool.
Yeah.
I like her. Okay, who do we got next?
So we have Rose, who is
Roz.
Theoretically a new character.
No, she's not.
we don't
let her trick you.
We don't think she is, but theoretically... she is voiced by Bob Peterson. And he also voices Roz, too, when she's on, because she is on briefly. Yes. And, of course, Roz, as you know, is the leader of the CDA. And Rose took Roz's place as the secretary of Monsters, Inc.
Yes.
Which I never really knew, like, what her official, like, title was.
Yeah,
in the movie. At Monsters, Inc. But when I looked it up, apparently she was she was undercover as the secretary.
Good for her. You go, Roz.
Let's see. Is there anything else I want to mention about any characters?
Yes, the lady. The lady that interviews them at the beginning. What the heck is her name?
Oh, are you talking about Miss Flint?
Yes.
Okay.
We could talk about her, I guess.
Okay. She's not a new character, no. But she is kind of important. She's voiced by Bonnie Hunt. She runs the simulation room. I think we already said that. But she does have a daughter who is brand new to the series. And she is introduced in the Bring Your Monster to Work episode.
She was very cute.
Yeah. So, of course, Tyler is trying to impress everyone and anyone so he can get a spot on the laugh floor.
Right.
And Miss Flint is one of the main people he needs to impress because she's the one who runs the simulations, and if they're not funny, then they don't get to go on the laugh floor. And she had basically said, you know, you've had so many chances, like, it's just not working out. So, he was with another little kid because they, like, each get paired with someone.
Yes.
And he was paired with another little monster, but he traded so that he could have Miss Flint's daughter.
Which is another selfish thing that he did.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Very selfish. He was like, uh-uh, I don't want this little snot rag.
Yep.
Give me that one.
Yep. So he tries to, like, impress her all day, and
she's very much like her mom.
Yeah, she's very unimpressed by pretty much everything.
Yeah.
And at one point, like, she, first of all, she did not want to be at Take Your Monster to Work Day, like, at all. So she was, like, pretty miserable, as kids are when they, like, are doing something they don't want to do.
And you gotta think, if somebody's, like, forcing jokes on you,
yeah,
you're not...
You're just, like, rolling your eyes and, like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah, like, stop.
Yeah.
I'm going to report you to my mom and she's going to beat you up. Do you know who I am?
So at one point, Tyler actually does manage to make her laugh.
And she laughs hard.
She does. And he does it not on purpose, but he basically trips and, like, knocks over a donut stand. And, like, the donuts end up on his horns.
Yeah, so Tyler, he kind of looks like a really wide goalpost.
Yeah.
He has two horns.
That, like, stick out
the
side.
The sides, and they have, like, two little pointers at the sides of them.
Yeah.
It looks like a wide goalpost.
Yes.
And the donuts ring up on, like, the sides of his antlers, horns.
Whatever you
tusks,
want to call them.
Whatever they are. And, like, yeah, okay, it is kind of funny.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's funny to, like, watch people, you know, trip and fall and, ha-ha, like, you're dumb. But...
So that is how he kind of gets, like, another chance, I guess.
Yeah, because, I mean, obviously if you see your kid is, like, cracking up.
Yeah, and like I said, this kid was not easy to make smile, and she was very hard to impress. So her mom was very happy that she found happiness.
Yeah, and that she actually ended up wanting to be there.
Yeah.
Like, at the end of the day, she, like, had a good time.
Exactly, and I think all the miffed monsters that were with them did.
I'm sure all those little monsters do, though. Because I'm sure that's a fun experience.
You know, we are 24 minutes in, and I don't think we ever explained, like, what MIFT stands for and what it means.
Oh, they're like janitors.
Yes. So they, basically, that's the name of... It stands for the Monsters, Inc. Facilities Team. So if anything's broken, they fix it. If there's a mess made, they clean it up. So basically, they're like the maintenance workers of Monsters, Inc.
Yes, and Tyler is really bad at it.
He is really bad at it. He's good at breaking things, though.
Yeah, he's really good at breaking, not good at fixing what he broke.
Yeah.
He eventually gets a little bit better. I mean, again, he... breaks everything, so he kind of has to.
Right.
But he eventually gets better, but he is not good.
No, he's not.
No.
One other thing I wanted to mention, not a main character, but in one episode, this was very important, I guess. Abominable Snowman shows up.
He's so cute!
And you find out why he was banished, and it's super sad, because he shouldn't have been banished.
No, he should not have.
He found out what Waternoose was up to. in the Monsters, Inc. movie, essentially.
Yeah.
So Waternoose didn't want him telling anyone, so that's why he got banished.
Mm. But he's, like, doing okay. He has a snow cone.
Yeah, and, well, he gets to come back to Monsters, Inc. Well, not Monsters, Inc., but Monstropolis in general.
Yes.
And he does get a job at Monsters, Inc. selling snow cones.
Yeah, so which is great.
It ends up being a really happy ending, but I had to mention it because he was in the Monsters, Inc. movie, and he did show up in the series as well, so I thought that was cute.
Yeah, I like how they had a lot of just, like, random cameos from characters come into the show.
Mm-hmm.
It was very cute.
Like you said, you had Needleman and Smitty, too, who did the door shredders.
I love them.
Celia May had, like, a little bit of a bigger role in this than she did even in Monsters, Inc., because she was promoted to the floor supervisor by Mike.
You go, girl.
I know, right? She got promoted.
You go, sister.
And then, of course, we had Mike Wazowski and Sully, who were exactly themselves from the movie.
Yeah. They definitely took a backseat.
Yeah.
But every time you saw them, I mean, like you said, they were Mike and Sully. There's not much to say about them.
Okay, so this is kind of going to be, like, we've given some light spoilers, I'll say.
Mm-hmm.
This part's going to be slightly heavier spoilers, where we're going to just give you a basic idea of what happens in the series. So if you want to watch it, you know, don't listen to this part, and you can come back later. But basically, as we told you, Tyler is a graduate of Monsters University. He was going there to become a scarer, but now everything's laughs. So instead of being a scarer on the scare floor, he's now placed on the MIFT team, which again is the maintenance team. And it's a very ragtag group of people, but
misfits.
Yeah. But they end up becoming a little family, and it's very cute to watch that happen.
Yes.
At the end, you see a whole bunch of stuff happen in the middle, obviously, but at the end, basically, Tyler does become a jokester because he finds out how he's funny, basically, from when the Take Your Monster to Work Day happened.
Right.
He knows if he falls over and gets a whole bunch of donuts on his horns, people laugh. Exactly. So that's how he ends up becoming a jokester. And also, he becomes a jokester because they really need jokesters, because if they don't produce enough
laugh
power, then they're going to be shut down, because the CDA doesn't believe that laugh power is strong enough to power the whole city.
Exactly.
So he becomes, they're getting everyone they can to become jokesters so they can meet their goal.
Mm-hmm.
And it ends up that Val becomes his assistant on the laugh floor.
Which is really sweet.
It is. And it's kind of a bittersweet episode, because Fritz, like, is really sad that the family's kind of breaking up in a way, because, you know, Val and Tyler will be, exactly, they're going to be on the laugh floor now. But they still get to see each other, and it's really cute because the MIFT team is the one who brings the donuts to Tyler for his first day on the laugh floor, so that's really cute.
Yeah, it was nice that they kind of got to watch him go into, like, his first door.
Yeah.
It was sweet.
It was a very sweet moment.
And I really like that he picked Val, because it shows that, like, she actually does have a friend.
Exactly.
Although it took a long time, because Tyler is a jerk.
Yes.
At the beginning of the show. It's really sweet to see that, like, she finally has that friend she thought she had all along.
Yes.
It's cute. It's really sweet. It's touching.
And I also really like that, you know, they're super close to their goal, and Mike Wazowski is the one
that gets them over.
Gets them over the hump, and Monsters, Inc. gets to stay open. One thing I didn't mention, they needed a way to hold more laughter.
Yes.
So the MIFT team did design a canister that holds more laughter. It's like a giant, you know, those yellow things they put on the side of the doors to collect it.
Yeah, it's like a double, like
it's huge.
Twice the size of, like, a normal canister.
Yeah, so the MIFT team kind of helped gain the goal as well by designing that, which is super cute.
Yeah.
And then the very ending scene is basically one of the scenes at the end of Monsters, Inc. And it shows all the jokesters on the laugh floor, like, getting ready to, like, do their thing. And I thought it was really cute how they showed that scene. And then they showed, like, Tyler in the back of it. Like, because you don't see him in Monsters, Inc., but he's there.
Yeah.
So I thought that was a very cute shot.
It is cute. I mean, overall, it's a great show. I really do hope they do a season 2.
Yeah.
I don't know if they've ever announced.
I haven't heard anything. And plus, I'm not sure what they would exactly do.
I don't know. I just want more monsters. They're just so flippin' adorable.
Yeah, it was a very cute show.
Yeah.
Do you know what else is cute, Alyssa?
What?
Our listeners, of course.
They are.
And we want to thank them now. This is for listening to the episode. I had it written down. Dark Side of Disney. That's what it is.
Yes.
So, let me just find the cities. Okay, thank you to our listeners in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Bowling Green, Ohio, Monroeville, Pennsylvania, Los Angeles, California, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Thank you to our listeners in San Jose, California, Rochester, New York, Indianapolis, Indiana. Thank you to our listeners in Antioch, California, Miami, Florida, Austin, Texas. Thank you to our listeners in Bismarck, North Dakota, Mississauga, Ontario, and Canada. Thank you to our listeners in Kalispell, Montana, Lancaster, New York, Bethel Park, Pennsylvania, Irwin, Pennsylvania. Thank you to our listeners in Claymont, Delaware, Tyrone, Pennsylvania, Roxbury, New York, and last but certainly not least, thank you to our listeners in Darlington, Pennsylvania. We truly appreciate you guys.
Thank you guys.
Well, everyone, that will do it for this week's episode. We want to know, have you seen Monsters? I almost said Monsters, Inc.
No, Monsters at Work.
And what did you think? Let us know on Facebook or Instagram.
At A Pinch of Pixie Dust Podcast.
You can also email us at pinchofpixiedust@outlook.com. And until next time, guys, we hope your lives are full of faith, trust, and pixie dust. Bye, everyone. We hope you have a wonderful week, and we will see you next time.
Bye, guys.